But I hope that I'm able to share with you some information about guns in schools. While guns in schools is something I could probably give you the answer to in about an 8-second ride, okay, we really, as Sonia did mention in her presentation, we kind of have to get into the weeds about all of this. We need to talk in more detail about it. So of the 30 minutes you have before your break, we're going to talk most of this time specifically about guns, but we're also going to talk about some changes that have happened with regards to discipline. So let's start. Also mentioned in the last presentation, I wonder if this will be a trend today, that we'll talk about how Texas is kind of a front runner in some areas, right? We like to get out there and test the new waters, don't we? So as with video cameras in the classroom, we're going to talk about open carry. The New York Times ran a story, and I've put the headline here for you, is that when we look at gun control and gun control laws, gun-friendly Texas is getting even friendlier, is what the headline read. That was on December 31st of 2015, on the eve of the new law going into play. It became effective January 1st. That open carry of handguns is now permissible in the state for those who are licensed to carry. It must be holstered. It must be, you must have a license in order to carry it, but it is kind of a new area. I don't know how many guns you're seeing out on the streets, but we are, certainly have that provision available in the state of Texas. You know, before I go any further, though, I do feel like because this is such a hot topic, such a debate that's out there in the media, is that you deserve full disclosure. While I personally am not a NRA card-carrying member, I will tell you I'm married to a man who is.